Chemical weapons talks. Is it helping Christians on the ground in Syria? India fast-tracks justice in a rape case, and a fence is all that's needed for a ministry's growth. Stay tuned to find out what that's all about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The international political wrangling about Syria's chemical weapons stockpile doesn't change the fact that the country's population continues to struggle. More than 100,000 people have been killed in the two-year civil war, over a million displaced. Transworld Radio has tried to bring comfort to the hurting. A TWR radio leader tells MNN,
"People are suffering and they need to hear a word of encouragement. We have launched a radio program called Hope for Syria that goes live on a daily basis, targeting Syria and Syrians who are displaced as refugees."
The live call-in program allows listeners to ask questions, tell about their circumstances, while giving TWR a chance to point listeners to Scripture.
In the last 3-4 months, we could see people coming to Christ, finding hope in Him, believing that He's able to protect them and to bring a better future for them.
TWR needs your prayer and financial support. Additional information and links to that at missionnetworknews.org. This was the sound that drove almost 13,000 people out of their homes this week in Zamboanga City, Philippines. Now it's the sound that's greeting residents of nearby Lamatan of Basilan Province. Muslim rebels have the cities under siege. The military has been responding and the firefights have been fierce. The Edge Radio Network ministers in the area through their local affiliate, Subugai. Edge Radio Network General Manager and missionary Mike Medlin says the station's doing everything they can to stay on the air, providing critical updates to listeners.
"We heard from our team earlier today, and you could really begin to sense their anxiety. They had just received a report from local officials that their community could be a fallback location for the MNLF. And right now they're still in the air, but they could be forced to evacuate if the situation continues to worsen."
Continue to pray for peace. There are now 12 confirmed dead and 21 injuries. This is Mission Network News. The violence in the Philippines took people off guard with its swift current. Since the outbreak 4 days ago, 13,000 people have been displaced, with up to 9,000 taking refuge in a stadium. The rest fled to schools and churches. Open Doors distributes relief to believers through Christian contacts in Zamboanga City. Providing more help has been challenging. Pray safety for the team and for wisdom as they act in the name of Christ. Meanwhile, we told you yesterday about 4 guys involved in a vicious gang rape case in India. They were found guilty earlier this week, and a judge is deciding their fate today. We talked about the case with India partner Sarah Sparks.
"It's very close to my heart because I've worked with abused women for 10 years. Rape has been called the national issue of India."
She'd like to think this case could change things for India's women.
"The core fundamental beliefs that a woman is less doesn't make it too hopeful, because as long as that mindset, that worldview exists, it would be hard to see a change."
Pray for India's women and pray that the gospel will spread.
"That transformational message is necessary for the people of India. As the message of God spreads in this nation, we could eventually see some of this abuse against women, the rate of it or the ratio of it coming down."
And greater growth in Kenya is waiting on one simple thing. A fence. Kids Alive International helps more than 60 boys find new life in Christ at their home for former street kids. They're starting a farming project so that the boys can grow most of their food they eat. But to keep everyone safe, they need to put a fence around the land. Funding is needed. Can you help? Get connected at our website. Pray that by learning to grow food, kids will learn how God cares for them too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4820 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.